Okay, all right. All right, I'm going to call the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board into order. This is July 16th, 2026, 6:30 p.m. And first thing we're going to do is Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And then we'll do roll call. We'll start with Earl.
Harry Williams.
Sandra Cosgrove.
Jill Lee.
And then who do we have?
Lorna Fagley with Comprehensive Planning.
William Covington.
Okay.
Nobody here for Tig? What's Tig?
Beatrice had her baby.
She had her baby. Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
That's her.
How you doing, Harry?
Hi, how you doing?
All right. So let's move on to agenda item number two, which is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If members of the board wish to extend the length of the presentation, it will be done by the chairperson or by majority vote of the board. Do we have anyone that would like to do public comment during this period? All right, seeing none. Moving on to agenda item number three, we have approval of the minutes for our July 2nd, 2026 meeting. Board members, do you have any edits or recommendations for changes? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So the minutes for our July 2nd, 2026 meeting are approved. Moving on to agenda item number four, it's the approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting, July 16th, 2026. Do we have any holds, combines? I think we have one that'll be a combine. And we might have one that's gonna be a hold. We'll see if the applicant shows up. But I don't see anything else. So. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
I move to approve.
Okay, and we have a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And it passes. Are there any informational items? Okay, seeing none. All right, we'll go right into our agenda. So agenda item number one is UC260322, Ponce, Rosa, Marlene, Marin. This is a use permit for small livestock chickens. Waivers of development standards for the following: reduce setback and reduce building separation for accessory structures in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on a 0.17 acres in an RS5.2 residential single-family 5.2 zone, generally located north of Cedar Avenue and east of Wind River Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present for this agenda item?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, would you like to come up, please? All right, can you go ahead and just explain to us what you want to do?
So we are pretty much asking for waivers for the setbacks for pre-existing structures, two sheds, and a patio cover and our chicken coop. They all are within.
Can you speak up a little?
I'm sorry, I'm not feeling the best, so I'm not trying to spray everything. So I'm applying for to reduce the rear setback on an existing accessory structure, shed A, to 2 feet, where a minimum of 5 feet is required per section 30.02.06B. Reduce the rear setback for an existing accessory structure, shed B, to 2 feet, where a minimum of 5 feet is required per section 30.02.06B. Reduce the rear setback for an existing detached shed structure, patio cover number 2, to 2 feet where a minimum of 5 feet is required per section 30.02.06B. Reduce the side setback for an existing detached shed structure, patio cover number 2, to 2 feet where a minimum of 5 feet is required per section 30.02.06B. Reduce the building separation between shed A and shed B to 2 feet where 6 feet are required per section 30.02.4. Reduce the building separation between shed A and the chicken run to 5 feet, where 6 feet is required per section 30.02.04, a 16% reduction. reduce the building separation between the chicken coop and the single-family residence to 5 feet where 6 feet is required per section 30.02.04, a 16% reduction.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did you state your name?
I'm sorry, my name is Victor Martinez.
Okay, so Victor Martinez.
I'm representing Ms. Ponce.
Okay.
I'm the current renter of the property. She is the current owner.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Would anyone like to do public comment on this agenda item?
Yeah, I have a quick question.
Sure.
Okay, my name is Al Rojas. We're part of Neighborhood Watch. We're very active in the community. We were wondering if we had a diagram that you can show us what he's trying to do so the community can be aware of what's going on in the community.
All right. If you have one, if you just put it on the table, and then the camera will project it up.
If you face it to you, this
way. It goes backwards, yeah. And then scooch it down just a little bit. There you go. Okay. Okay, so what you're talking about would be at the top of the picture,
yes, ma'am.
Right?
Yes, this is the backyard. So this is patio cover two. And this is the shed B and shed A, and this is our chicken coop. And this is the patio cover that we are asking. The big one is the one that we're asking the waivers for the 2 feet and the 2 feet. The sheds were pre-existing when the property was bought, so we're asking for waivers to keep those as well on the property because they're...
They were already there?
Yeah, they're already there, and they were put close to the wall and to each other.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no comment. I have to go check it out, but you know.
Okay. Anyone else like to do public comment? All right. Seeing none. Earl or Harry? Earl, do you want
to? Yeah, I have to agree. We've had this come up several times over the past years, and the problem is planning. Let me read what planning says. Staff primary concern is ensuring compatibility with surrounding residential uses. Agricultural livestock is not compatible with the established neighborhoods. In addition, the lot size is significantly smaller than what is typically considered appropriate for keeping livestock. I could read more. Okay, that sums it up real clear. In society, we make laws so that everybody can live happily together, compatible. Okay? What you're trying to do here is put something that's not compatible with anybody else who bought houses in the area. Why? So what you're doing is like imposing on their rights, and it's not a good thing. Their use could work in a ranch estate or a ranch zone area. Okay, half acre, acre, something like that. There are a lot of chickens. And in a community like this, small lots near a school, here there's one house right near the school. Chickens are not allowed. See, and you're trying to say, hey, I'm special. Like that chickens, but they're not allowed. In other times it's come up, I went out to look at it, I went over and looked at your property today. It's a small lot, it's all built out, you got a lot of stuff growing there. I think you have gardens too. I'm a gardener, I got a big garden, you know, I like it. But I can't have chickens, and I live in a ranch area. None of my neighbors have chickens, so they'd be upset if I got chickens. See? So I don't want to ask, because I don't want to sell flowers. And that's... Planning, that's the way planning looks at it, that's the way I look at it. It's just trying to put a square peg in a round hole.
So I could definitely get any waiver signed from any of my neighbors saying that they have no problem with me having my chicken.
Well, not just your immediate neighbors. You got a rooster. Rooster's crow.
The rooster died.
Okay.
And I'm also down one hen, so I only have 12 chickens on the property currently.
Okay, well, I agree with planning. I can't.
So, but you're just talking about the chickens,
yes.
Right?
Well, I'm in the setback same way. Chicken coops and their hen houses and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm.
So, but what about on the sheds? The pre-existing sheds?
The sheds are part of the whole thing.
Okay. Harry?
A couple questions. Go ahead.
All I wanted to state is that it's not illegal to have chickens. It takes a special use permit.
Right.
Which means it's reviewed on a case by case basis.
Yeah.
So, I just want to make sure we use the right terminology.
Okay.
Just a couple of questions. One is, how long have you been at this particular, you're a renter, right?
Residence for 5 years.
Okay, and how long have you had the chickens?
We've had them for 2 years now, which I did not know when I bought the chickens that I wasn't allowed to have chickens because everything that I looked online didn't state, it stated that I was able to have up to 16 chickens on multiple sites in the urban Las Vegas area, which I did not know that I was not zoned to have chickens at the time. Otherwise, I wouldn't have invested $2,500 into a chicken coop, the medicine, the feed, the chickens. I wouldn't have, I'm a sole proprietor of a family of six. I would not have wasted my money on something where I felt like I would not have no gain or benefit from. We homeschool. So that's also a project for my kids to learn responsibility, teach them how to feed and take care of an animal, something that besides themselves, it teaches them science skills as well. So it's not just me having chicken coops and being disrespectful to my neighbors. Unfortunately, I did not know that I was not allowed to have them when I bought them.
Okay, I got you. So I just wanted to ask you that, how long you had it, and I wanted to find out, or just ask you, you bought or you rented in a urban area versus looking at for a rural property, where in a rural property sometimes they would be a lot easier because you would have the square footage of the 10,000 foot and all that kind of stuff you're looking for, which I get. And then typically these things come before us because somebody may have complained. So and I don't know, I don't want to make no, you know, this just maybe so an assumption or
I
something.
I run a business out of my house as well. Okay. I do patio covers, so some of the material that I have, whenever a job gets canceled or it gets pushed back, I have to set on the side of my house. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the neighbors on an adjacent street complained about that.
Okay, so, but I don't know what the complaint was. I'm just saying, typically, a lot of these things, because a lot of code enforcement and stuff sometimes become their not reactive, they're more proactive, so it's call of service that sometimes brings a lot of these things to our attention, because like you said, it's been there for 2 years.
And I didn't lie about the coop. Whenever she asked me about it, that wasn't the sole issue, it was the material on the side of the house. So I'm not a liar, so obviously I told her, yes, it's a chicken coop, and now we're here.
Right, I can respect that. And so, and I know, you know, because we have a lot of, you know, you're asking for a lot of setbacks and different things because it's not coded for that particular use in that particular area. It's hard to, you know, fit what you're trying to do in that location. Unfortunately, like was stated earlier, it just happens to be, you know, in an urban area and your lot doesn't really provide for that. And I don't know, sometimes I guess at the next level, because we're an advisory committee, at the next level, you know, if you were able to get some signed petitions or letters or whatever from your neighbors, although it's not allowable, you know, if you have that support, sometimes it looks like, okay, we can, you know, we can deal with this. For instance, if you're saying, okay, the rooster has died and we won't have any roosters, so we won't have any noise.
I didn't know it was a rooster to begin with.
Okay. I'm just saying, some of those things play a good part in, you know, conditions based on the licensing or the special use license that could be awarded. So, I mean, like, I won't have roosters, so I won't have the noise, or I won't have the crowing or whatever in the morning. Might be an option for you to, you know, move forward. So even if you're not, if you're denied here, it does not mean that you can't continue on with the process. But to make that process a little smoother, or I wouldn't say smoother, to give a little more evidence to your case of why you want to continue this, I would just say, you know, reach out to your neighbors. Roosters are always the biggest issue. Sometimes it's not necessarily the chickens, it's the roosters, because it's the noise.
Yes.
So, and then if they're not running around the street and they're still within your property line, I've been in other communities where I've seen them walking all around. But it's a rural community that typically does that. So I'm that's just my 2 cents of advice.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So if you read what was written in the agenda for today.
Yes, ma'am.
The reason they say they're denying is because of your impact on your neighbors.
All right.
So when I'm looking in the room, okay, well, I don't see neighbors who are here to complain, but if you would have had letters from your neighbors saying, no, we're fine, that then speaks to the argument being made against you.
Gotcha.
So just what Harry said, the next level up, you're going to want to make sure you have that for the sheds and for the chickens. Because the argument being made here is that you're negatively impacting your neighbors.
Gotcha, thank you.
Okay?
Makes sense.
Okay.
So, would you like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to deny per staff recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion to deny per staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so it's denied here, but you're going to go to the next step. Make sure you have all that with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Because it's now on record what we just said to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Yeah. Appreciate
right.
you coming.
I would have came today, but I didn't know.
Right, right.
No,
and a lot
fine.
Of people don't know. It's a lot of
no,
people
fine.
First time, they're nervous, they don't know what to expect.
Yeah,
they don't know
trying
what
to look
kind
online
of
to kind of get a yeah. gist of what.
That's why we do this first yeah. before you end up going to the county commission.
Yeah. This is like a practice
say,
run.
Yeah, yeah. We can just say, we
it's
can
a
chat.
Practice run.
Yeah, we can chat and make sure that you understand what you need to do at the next level.
Thank you very much.
Got
I appreciate it.
It's just helpful. Okay.
Okay, you're good.
Appreciate you.
Do I have to say or am
no,
I?
No, 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 no. Yeah, yeah, you can go.
Nope. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, yep, you thank too. You. All right. We're going to move on to agenda item number 2. And I'm going to combine 2 and 3. So agenda item number 2 is UC260349 AJMM Holdings LLC. Use permits for the following: allow manufacturing light and outdoor storage, waivers of development standards for the following, reduced parking, modify residential adjacency standards, and modify buffering and screening. Design review for proposed modification to an existing office warehouse facility in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on a 0.5 acres within a 13.57 total acre site in an IL light industrial zone within the airport environs AE70, AE75, and APZ2 overlay, generally located north of Cary Avenue and east of Abel's Lane within Sunrise Manor. And then agenda item number 3 is WC264000-64 WS156400 AJMM Holdings LLC, waiver of conditions of waiver of development standards requiring a 24-inch box cypress tree every 5 feet in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on a 0.5 acres in an IL industrial light zone within the airport environs, AE70 and APZ2 overlay, generally located north of Cary Avenue and east of Abel's Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
All right, come on up. And then just state your name for the record.
So my name's Jacob Garcia. I'm actually here on behalf of Armando Morales.
Okay.
I'm the translator. I'm representing MB Automotive.
Okay.
And we are automotive rebuilding power steering parts. We sell to the public, and we are not a repair shop.
Okay.
We store inventory in the backyard of the warehouse. And let's see what I got here. Bear with me, guys.
It's okay.
We got time.
It's a short agenda tonight. We were here till 9 o'clock last meeting, so yeah. This is a short agenda.
Yeah, you're good.
So I have the letter here. Let me see. I'll read this off. Our operations are entirely contained within the existing warehouse, which take place from Monday through Friday during normal business hours, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The yard behind our warehouse is specifically used for inventory. Clients do not go back there, and employees do not use it as a break area. Skid boxes are placed in rows in the yard where rack and pinions and gearbox cores are stored, where with occasional forklift movement with sorting parts or rotating stock is needed. Forklift use normally happens during normal business hours and does not happen daily. We need this space to remain a storage area to maintain our supply chain efficiency and maximize the internal warehouse space for primary operations. And I have another letter here. We are writing to explain the current landscaping at property MB Automotive located on 2522 Abel's Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, and ask for permission to keep it exactly the way it is. Right now, yard has one healthy blue Italian cypress tree and several well-established, I can't even
other types of trees.
Other types of plants we okay. have weeping fig tree, Indian laurel fig, ficus, benjamina plant sec, sorry, great privacy screen. This landscaping is located along the back of the building along the block wall where the original trees were supposed to go. We originally followed the rules and planted Italian cypress trees every 5 feet per conditions from WS-1564-00. However, a major irrigation issue caused almost all of them to die, except for one. So to fix the bare spots, our landscaper replaced the dead trees with pyracantha weeping fig trees. We are requesting to keep the current trees and single cypress as is, because digging up these thriving, healthy plants just to try replanting Italian cypress again will likely kill the new plants. The plants that we have are doing great and are already doing the job of keeping the area green and private. We appreciate your time, understanding, and considering it, allowing our established landscape to remain in place. Please see attached separate sheet containing photos of our current landscaping.
And do you have pictures that you can put up?
So yeah, I have pictures here.
Okay. If you go ahead and just put them here, and then that way we can see them up here.
Hold on.
Okay, now we just need to see.
Here's one picture here.
Okay.
I have a few more photos. Let's try to find everything. This is kind of a layout. Current situation. Better photo here.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and see if there's anybody here that would like to do public comment on this one, and then we can engage with you.
Okay.
So this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to do public comment on this agenda item?
Yeah, I have some questions.
Okay. Come on up.
Like I told you, my name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Home State Mike Court. We're part of, we're very active in Sunrise Manor. We're trying to monitor the development, control homelessness. Is this the general area you're talking about here?
Let's see, this is Carrie.
That's Carrie and that's Abel?
Yeah, so we're right here in this warehouse.
Okay, so you're in this warehouse here?
Yeah.
And so basically, what are you guys trying to do? You guys are expanding or something and you want to put some trees up? Or what are you guys trying to do?
Okay.
Can you direct this question to
me? Yeah.
Go ahead and just state your questions and then we'll...
What are they trying to do? I mean, are they trying to expand or... He's talking about...
We've been here for 3 years. We're just trying to keep it the way it's been. The issue here is that we were supposed to, our main contract had cypress trees, and now we have different trees because they didn't survive. They're not doing well in that environment. So we have other landscaping there now, and because it's different from what we stated, that's why we're here, so that way we can update.
It says here to reduce parking, modify residential adjacency standards and modify buffering and screening. So
when they came out to look at the trees, did they then also cite you for other things?
There's parking. They're wondering about the parking.
Right. So I mean, is that what caused them to come out?
Yeah. Let me bring this back a little bit for you.
Okay.
This item came because they're trying to get their business license. There was a change in ownership on their business license. Through the business license process, we found that the previous use permit for this use for the light manufacturing and outdoor storage was expired. And so through that process, because the property is in the APZ2 overlay zone for Nellis, it takes a special use permit to put the light manufacturing back in place and the outside storage. Through the process of meeting with them, we discovered that they had outside storage, so that's where we brought into that piece of it. The next step was we found the original approvals required or showed that there would be parking in the rear of all of these industrial spaces along Abel's Lane. It was one master project, it got subdivided,
right,
and all of the different users. And so in this case, we found for their use, with the outdoor storage, they needed to have 8 parking spaces, and they only have 5 in the front of the building. So the use, is the use appropriate for the location, et cetera, is the first question. The outdoor storage is in the rear. And then the waivers for the reduced parking, the residential adjacency standards, because there's the manufactured home
behind them
immediately to the east. The cypress, the Italian cypress that everybody refers to was a specific condition as part of the original land use, and that's why there's a waiver of condition attached to this application,
right,
to remove that. Obviously, he still has one. He's planted a little bit more friendly plants. I don't know if there's a neighbor here or not. I don't believe there is. And then with today's code, there are also buffering and screening standards that are required under today's code. So whenever we review something for the current code, we have to look at all portions of the code. So
this wasn't a complaint, though?
Not a complaint.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
thank you, Lorna.
Okay, well, I'll leave that up to the board. But
yeah, so we'll ask
but
questions.
But it appears that what he talked about has nothing to do with what, you know, they're on 2 different planets, so hopefully I'll leave it up.
No, yeah, no.
This was the first issue, so I talked about this first.
Because we're seeing a lot of this.
Okay. All right.
We're seeing a lot
of
this.
Anyway, so you guys see more or less where it's at.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go ahead and ask him questions, okay, and then hopefully that will clear it up. But just to make sure, there's no one here that wants to make comment on this one. Okay. All right. Board.
I am very familiar with this complex, but as a real estate broker, I leased and sold some of these buildings. And the requirement for the pyracantha is a wonderful plant for a business like this, because it's called a fire bush, pyro, fire. And it's got these terrible thorns on them and beautiful red berries in the wintertime. And it's perfect for keeping people out of your lot. Nobody's going to climb over that fence and land in those bushes. But the reason they're requiring the 30-foot tall cypress trees, you know, Italian cypress, is to protect the view and to act as a barrier, because you're right up against residential. And that's why they require big, tall, close together Italian cypress, which grows big and tall and skinny. Okay, they make like a wall. So they can't see you, cuts down the noise, and for them it would be, if you had that there, they wouldn't know you had a commercial car repair or truck repair operation going. All those properties in that whole complex, that those plants died, and nobody bothered replanting anything. Okay, you at least put pyracantha in. But they were trying, when I was over there, they were trying to get everybody to put them back in again, and they still are. And that would be a real good idea, because you butt up against, it was special requirement made to get the zoning to put in that industrial park next to the mobile homes, because that's unusual. It's not good planning. It's not, they shouldn't do that, you know. But the Nellis Air Base is a big exceptional.
Yeah, you hear those jazz more than anything.
Yeah,
that changed the entire
quadrant
of that entire area from Lake Mead Boulevard to Craig Road. You know, Nellis changed that, because the planes got bigger, and what was not a problem in the 1960s is a big problem today. So the zoning, and now it's a mishmash of things. They'd love to get all industrial, but they're stuck with this residential everywhere in there. So what planning is telling you is they want those 30-foot trees back, and they've been, 20 years ago, they wanted those 30-foot trees back, those cypress trees, and they still want them back. And I can understand why we have to take that consideration of the residential that was there first. That's the problem.
Unfortunately, this is one of these situations where nobody else on this whole block has the trees. Nobody. I mean, if we went down and unfortunately, you have a new business license. These other folks are probably got business licensing, and their properties are what those properties are. And I would hate to see that, you know, you are penalized and the only one that has to do something, when I'm looking at this area and literally no one has any trees in the back of their business.
I feel like we have invested the most, or we're always trying the hardest just to keep it clean right there.
And it seemed like you did try to put some type of trees in there that, you know, that wouldn't die. I'd hate for you to invest in such large trees and then they die.
What kind of the problem we're having?
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily have a problem with him continuing on with the business, because it doesn't seem like none of the other businesses are complaining, because if they were complaining, they would all be in some type of violation.
Yes.
On this block.
Yes.
So, of course, I don't see none of them here, and I don't see any of them that would come in here and say otherwise, because they are not necessarily, you know, I mean, because we've changed the code.
That's the problem.
Umpteen times. To require different things in this particular area. And I do understand what Earl is saying regarding the trailer park and the buffer between the two, but this has been going on. The people that have some concern probably about have planted some big trees on their property based on this particular area view I'm looking at. There's a few that have trees on their actual property on top of the trailer park. So I'm tending to just follow. I'm tending to move towards approval.
Me too.
With the suggested, if approved by, you know, if approved.
The preliminary conditions.
Yeah. It's hard for me not to say, as a business that you've been operating for how long now?
We've been operating the business for over 20 years, but here in this warehouse, about 4 years.
About 4 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And due to the business license, based on what you just stated, due to the business licensing and going out and doing the inspections and all that, kind of sparked all these other things.
That's not fair.
And it kind of a snowball effect, and you just looked at that particular business. We didn't look at the rest of the businesses and any of their licensing or any of those requirements. It was just based on that particular licensing, and so
it all started with the landscaping.
Right, I get you. I get it, and,
right.
And it tends to do that, and brought to our attention. And I don't want to penalize you for that. But that's just my personal.
No,
opinion.
I agree with you.
Thank you, guys.
I agree with you. So, do you want to make a motion?
Well, I can.
Don't
mean,
separately.
I think we should just approve all of it.
No, I mean, but we can make it separate. I can make just two different motions, and we'll see what happens. So the first one is I believe, is the use permit.
Yeah.
On the UC 26-0349, I'll make a motion to approve with the conditions staff has set forward, if approved.
Okay, so, yep, we have the if approved condition. So we have a motion to approve with the staff.
Yeah, so I was just doing the first one.
He's doing agenda item number two first.
Okay, so
agenda item number two. So everything
right.
that's in agenda item number two.
And then I'll go to the
and
next
then we'll
one, because I was just taking them separate.
Yep. Okay, so we have a motion to approve the entirety of agenda item number two with the staff recommended preliminary conditions, if approved conditions.
Correct.
So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, that passes.
Okay.
And then agenda item number three is actually the trees.
And the agenda item is the trees. And so I would go ahead and I think, is there an if approved? Hold on. Let me just make sure.
Yeah, I think there is.
Is this if approved, applicant's advised to use the tree? Okay, and I would also do the same motion for agenda item number three, which is a WC-26-40064 regarding the 24-inch box trees. I would make a motion to approve with the if approved conditions.
Okay.
By staff.
All right. So we have a motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? One opposed?
Yeah.
Okay. You pass.
All right.
And I would recommend, if you end up doing anything else, talk to your neighbors so that they can say, we don't have a problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you. Thank
you,
guys.
You do have to go to the planning commission on the fourth block.
Yeah, we have that on the calendar.
Yeah, but it would be nice if your neighbors.
If we had that already.
If you already had that, just like with the last.
Kind of like a petition.
No, because right now they're denying because you're negatively impacting your neighbors. We don't see your neighbors here saying they're being negatively impacted by the parking or anything else. If they could write that, that would help you.
Okay.
And the only reason I didn't, and I just wanted to, the only reason I didn't go with the parking piece is because you said this is not, you're not providing a service there. You're just a manufacturer
just manufacturing.
You're selling it out. So
exactly.
It's not people coming to.
Nobody comes, we deliver. So.
You deliver it out.
Yeah.
That's the reason why for the parking too.
Yeah.
Problems. Okay.
All right. Thanks again.
All right, thank you. Okay, so now we're going to move on to agenda item number 4, which is ET26400058DR240038 North and North Business Center LLC. We have a design review, first extension of time for an office warehouse and distribution complex on a 6.45 acres in an IL industrial light zone within the Airport Evron's AE70 overlay, generally located west of Nellis Boulevard and southeast of Las Vegas Boulevard. North within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
My name is Jason Bosmer with LM Construction.
Okay.
The applicant, and I'm here on behalf of the developer.
All right, and then just explain to us why you're here.
Our design review expired 7 days after the time limit, and Public Works actually approved our grading plans. Improvement plans, and actually warned us or alerted us that it expired, so that's why we're here.
Okay. All right, this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to do public comment on this agenda item?
I was speaking to the applicant, and he said it's a vacant lot, and you know, we care about Sunrise Manor, our group, and we just want to thank him for investing in our property.
Okay.
Or in our community, I'm sorry, not your property. And the thing is that, you know, when we have these vacant lots, they attract homelessness, and putting a business there, putting eyes and ears there,
right,
you know, gives you trespassing rights. My only recommendation for the applicant is hopefully you meet with law enforcement. They have a COP, community outreach, policing, so you can get an idea how to police the area, what kind of problems you might have, because, you know, we want you to have a successful business. We don't want you to be a target, you know, create something where these homeless are very creative. They'll get in your building, they'll start stealing your copper, they'll get in your warehouse, they'll get in your trash cans. These guys are a disaster. So
okay,
you may want to take those precautions.
All right,
that's
thanks,
all.
Al.
I'm going to let you know.
All right, thank you.
All right, anyone else? Seeing no one? Board, do you have any questions? Or
no, this is, for me, it's just an extension of time.
It's very straightforward.
I just, hopefully, we won't have another extension of time.
Permits are ready. They'll be grading out there within, I think, a month or
you half. Were just waiting for something, weren't you?
Yeah, this.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Hopefully I don't see you in another 2 years.
Okay. Well, so we'll put a motion on the table to approve per staff recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You're good.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck, man. Hope to see you next time.
And me. All right, agenda item number 5 is WS260334 Atlas Sign LLC, waiver of development standards for the following: reduced street landscaping, reduced parking area landscaping, waive full off-site improvements, and alternative driveway geonomics. We have a design review for a proposed warehouse on a 0.34 acres. In an IP industrial park zone, generally located north of Park Street and east of McLaurin Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Okay, come on up. Go ahead and state your name for the record.
Yes, my name is Avelino Ong, and I'm here on behalf of the owner.
Okay.
And obviously on behalf of Infinity Engineering.
Okay.
Currently, this parcel has some shed, and majority of it is vacant.
Okay.
So the owner just wanted to develop it into a, let me get that word right, assembly line, assembling prefabricated panels for convention booths. So there's no manufacturing or whatever. It's more of like, okay, the materials will come in, they'll basically assemble it, and then they'll deliver it. It's more for like conventions and some sort. pretty much the waiver on the waiver that we're applying are number one, store depth, which shows here on the justification. So sorry. So if I read my cheat sheet here. Oh, this one, I'm sorry. So the first one is from 16. So the throat cut along Park Street, which requires like 150 feet from the corner, which obviously we don't have. And then basically the throat depth. I just read this. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You're good.
Thank God I'm the last one. to reduce minimum approach from 150 feet to obviously less than that because of this from McLaren to Park Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then the throat depth of minimum driveway of 32 feet, we're asking for a waiver of 24. Minimum throat depth of 25 to 16 feet. So this is the throat depth from the property line, throat depth. Obviously the reason for that is we need to fit in the required parking. Now the other waiver that we're trying to get approved is the landscaping. Now, we have been going back and forth with planning, and the owner and obviously ourselves wanted to basically comply. So whatever the staff or whatever the board basically recommends, we're going to go ahead and follow it.
Okay.
But this is what we came up. This is pretty much the compromise we came up when we were dealing with planning. And I don't know, it seems good to us, but again, the board thinks that we need to put more.
Okay.
We're obviously going to comply.
Okay. All right, so this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to do a public comment on this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, my name is Al Rojas.
Yes.
2095 Homestake Mine Court. We're part of Neighborhood Watch, all of Sunrise Manor. I'm very familiar with this area. For the board's, first of all, I support this project. Okay,
thank
and
you.
For the board's knowledge, we closed the wash. This is kind of by Sahara and Boulder Highway,
mm-hmm.
and we closed that wash because there was a tremendous amount of homelessness on Park and all of that. And I really want to compliment the applicant for investing in this area because this is probably of the top three worst areas in. That we're having a homeless issue.
Okay.
And my only message to TIC and to the county that we gotta start cleaning this place up because we're gonna have a disease outbreak over there. And maybe he can talk a little bit about the trees and what he's doing there, but you know what? I honestly, this Park Street right here is a disaster. And maybe he can talk a little bit about what they're doing, but I strongly ask that we cooperate with these people. And to invest in this area is huge. You don't know, they are doing us a favor.
Okay,
all
right,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else? All right, seeing none. All right, we had a lot going on here.
Yes, I'll start.
You wanna start?
Yeah, we had, if you remember last week, or 2 weeks ago in the last meeting, we had two items come up right in this area.
Right.
Okay, and that was out there.
Yeah.
Up and down the streets, there's a picture of the corner of McLaren and Glenn. Picture of the sign, I was right out there driving on all those streets, so I know the area real well. And I pulled up some Google Map pictures of this furniture. And
as a matter of fact, I have a
you've got
bigger
the
map.
Yeah, he's
nicest.
Got one right there.
On this one.
Oh, there you go. Do you want to put it here? There you go. That helps.
Sorry, it's kind of blurry.
That's
but
okay.
That's the best that I
can
do.
That's a nice, clean picture. The way it looks right now is a...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's like a junkyard, a big junkyard. And homeless people can't... This picture from the room has got six different tents right there on the street. You know, it needs to be cleaned up. They got to start someplace. You're going to develop the whole corner. It's a nice big corner. And I agree with planning, what they want to do. But, I mean, if they don't start somewhere, they're never going to do it.
Understood.
You got to get the streets in. You got to get the curbs and gutters in. It's important to have all that stuff. So,
well,
yeah.
I can kind of chime in. Mr. Williams, you know, I was kind of listening at the back, and you kind of mentioned about, well, if the neighbors come here, they're all going to be in pretty much in violation, right? So if you basically look at the map, none of it have any offsite improvement.
Right.
None of it has no landscape, no nothing. So if we were really aggressive, we would say, why start with us? Why? I mean, you know, and again, the owner's willing to say, hey, let's go ahead and develop this. They've invested in it. So whatever the planning is recommending, whatever the board is recommending as far as landscape, we will go ahead and comply. The only thing that we're going to have a little pushback is offsite improvement, like the curbing, the sidewalk, and everything. Again, if this is the deciding factor, then we will say, okay, we're going to improve our parcel pretty much around us, but what about the other? So the sidewalk, we're just going to stop after our parcel.
Right.
Okay.
So sorry about that.
Hold on, let me
finish.
Okay, go ahead.
We're discussing.
No, go ahead. No, I'm not arguing with you at all.
Planning,
go ahead.
Planning,
I have
planning, planning wrote it down for all these people on this board to read. And they're very clearly, they're saying, since you are starting from scratch and there's no buildings right on your property,
yeah,
now we should start here. All the other properties have run down old houses about 40, 50 years ago. Yours is a vacant canvas.
Yes.
Okay, and that's what they're saying.
That's,
and I would
understood.
Agree with them. You know, for them, for the planning to go say to all the people who have old sheds and, you know, warehouses and things, tear them down and, you know, or put this in, it'd be much harder for them to do that. And you got to start somewhere, and you're starting from the ground up anyway. You might as well comply with the county regulations.
Yeah.
That's what planning is saying, and I have to agree with them.
Yeah. And so, sorry, Mr. Williams. Let me
no.
Yeah, let me just add this. We're not saying that we're not going to comply. Maybe we can come up with some compromises. Like, all right, maybe we can start with the curb, you know, and then probably slowly go in there, because again, it's only less than half of an acre.
I would agree with you. I agree with that. If you can convince them.
Of course.
Yeah.
Starbucks. Sorry,
okay.
Mr. Willen.
And. Thank you, Earl, for your comments. I appreciate your comments. And I, you know, I was going to state that I agree with what you were saying, because these are two totally different locations and two totally different projects. What I said to the gentleman before, it was a structures and buildings and warehouses that were there prior to them coming in. They're not rebuilding.
Yeah.
They're not starting from the ground up. As Earl was stating, this is a ground up project. Which gives you the opportunity to do that. Now, if you were an existing building and you were coming as a business coming into a location that was already built out, it would be a different story. So that's why the comments are totally different. The situation is totally different. And that's all I wanted to clarify, Earl, that...
So sorry if I made that.
Yeah, it's apples and oranges, because as been stated, this is a ground up, which... Now, the only thing that I would agree with you on is this at one point in time was a rural area, so it has no sidewalks and gutters and all that kind of stuff. The gutters are going to be important because of the flooding and all those kind of things that's necessary. The sidewalks is something that with comprehensive planning and everybody, you kind of work through. I think, you know, as Earl stated, we have to start somewhere. I mean, it's going to look kind of weird that you have sidewalks and it's only a, you know, a couple of hundred feet and then it just stops. But once again, we do have to start somewhere. Okay. And then start getting, as other developments come in here or people come in here with license, trying to get them up to code. So that's all I wanted to say.
Did you look at the preliminary staff recommendations? So it has, it approved the preliminary staff recommendations, do require him to eventually get to
Public Works does say, now this, if approved, they said drain aesthetics and compliance, right-of-way dedication to include
And then they have to participate in the special improvement district.
Yeah, there's going to eventually, I guess.
They're going to have to do it.
Is there going to be a special use for, district in this particular area?
SID in this area?
Because it's under this.
It says under public work, application shall agree to participate in a special interest, special improvement district for off-site improvement, including but not limited to paving, curb, gutters, street lights, and fire hydrants. That's my question then, because if they go ahead and, I mean, it may, I don't know how it would impact a business if they do these kind of improvements for their particular project, and then the county comes in and does it for the whole entire area.
They would not have to participate. They would already have their half street completed, and they would be exempt from it.
Okay, because now, and based on what's being said here, my understanding would be if you do a SID, then all those businesses, if the county went in and did those improvements, sidewalks, gutters, and all that, then they would have to pay whatever that monthly fee is to eventually pay for the sidewalks and all those kind of things. And basically what I'm hearing is, if you go ahead and do your part now, then you guys would not have that cost down the road whenever that came in. Is that correct?
That's my understanding, yes, I do.
So the thing about it would be is, you know, I don't know what the cost would be then, because costs go up.
I don't want to think about it for now.
You may want to do it now.
You may just want to.
I'm just saying.
No. I mean, I don't want to think about it right now, but
yeah.
Obviously I'm going to present that to the owners.
Yeah, I would present that to the owners, because it might be
financially beneficial. So look under the staff recommendations, the preliminary conditions.
Yes, go.
In the agenda, where it talks about everything that you want to do, and yes. Then it say it's denying. Mm-hmm. But it says if approved, and then preliminary staff conditions, you'd probably want to look at those.
Yes, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm saying. If you went the route that you guys might want to do, what you're speaking of, is go ahead and do your building without doing those improvements. Eventually, at some particular time, the county is going to come in and potentially do those improvements and then put that cost back on the property owners. And at that point, it may be a lot more than what you would have to do with a ground up.
Right now.
And just going ahead and do it, doing your portion now.
Yes.
So then you will be exempted.
Yeah. I will definitely present those two options, you know. Okay. Thank God I'm not a contractor, so I don't know all the numbers and everything that'll come, you know, as a cost. So
with that.
Thank you for hearing our case.
So with that, I mean, I can try to make a motion. And my motion would be to, because you guys said that you were willing to
do
whatever the planning department recommend, I would just say we would follow the staff recommendation for denial. And then at the next level, you would say, hey, we are willing to
comply
with the staff recommendation, which would make you have to go back in and somewhat change your application, or say within your application, we will do the streets, the sidewalks. Would they have to go back and do that?
Well, I'm a little confused on what you're trying to accomplish. Are you trying to approve any of these waivers?
No.
I'm not necessarily trying to approve the waivers, because they said that they would go back and comply with the waivers.
He said he's going to do the landscaping. What we have in front of us says he doesn't want to do the landscaping. But he said he is willing to comply with whatever is being asked.
So if he's willing to put in the number of trees along Park Street, then they need to withdraw that application and then reduce the street landscaping along McLaren to 3 feet where 6 feet is required. I don't know if their design has the space. I didn't review these plans like I did for the last two projects, so I'm sorry. I don't know. But widening a landscape strip along the street frontage may impact the design of the site. And so I don't know if
I think they were just going to deny it all for now, and then if they make any changes, it'll be when
they
go to the next step.
And then yes.
Yeah, because then,
denial, not even with the...
Right.
And my thing was more on the drainage and the sidewalks and the, you know, because we are so...
The offside improvement.
The yes. offside improvements was more of my concern. The trees and the landscaping and that kind of a thing is something that, you know, you typically
you
can make those adjustments. Yes. I was more concerned about the major piece of the project, which is the drainage, the sidewalks,
but and there's also
the piece
driveway.
From the Public Works Development Review and those waivers and depth throat. Because we're talking a warehouse there. So there are some things that you have to look at in terms of the right-of-way. There's a lot more included in this other than just some trees. There's that depth throat, there's the right-of-way, the ingress, egress, the size of the warehouse. There's a lot of stuff that goes on. That's why I was just saying I didn't want to nitpick the trees and this and that. That's why I was just going to follow staff recommendation. And then as he goes through the application process to, you know, if we're looking at going ahead and doing the sidewalks and those things, that's going to have an impact on the size of the buildings and all those kind of things. So there's still work that's going to need to be done. That's why.
Yes,
yeah. I would just say when you make the motion, just for clarity for the record, I would just, you know, recommend you are, if you are recommended denial for waivers 1, 2, 3, 4, so that is just, it's clear that you're denying all of it.
So we can't just say we're denying all of it?
You can, but I would just, for clarity, just if somebody else, sometimes we have an issue and people say it's unclear, the motion is
okay.
Unclear.
All right.
So
I still agree with planning, so.
Yeah, then that's
no,
that
we're
is planning.
Yeah, I know.
No,
yeah,
we're,
I'm making a motion based on what planning has suggested.
Good.
Yeah, I wasn't doing nothing. I wasn't.
Oh.
Okay, so my motion is to make clear is to follow staff recommendation with a denial for waivers 1 and 2. The waivers of development standards 1 and 2. The purpose of landscaping is to reduce the impact of the wind, dust, population, and glare and heat and islands affected. So to follow staff's recommendation on waivers 1 and 2. Also to follow staff's recommendation with Public Works on the development review standards number 3,
okay.
4A, 4B, and 4C. And then also the waivers development of 4D, just to follow staff recommendation for denial.
Good. I just
want to
make sure we went through all of them because you guys were.
Yeah.
We are denying everything in this agenda item.
Yeah, we're denying
on
everything.
On the record.
Although, you know, we do support the project. In
it seems like you have more that you need to.
The design review is a part of the agenda item. So you have to do a separate approval or denial for the design review. You denied the waivers of development standards, but you didn't mention.
Oh, the design review.
Please amend your motion to also deny the design review.
To include the
design review.
The design review.
But you know what?
No.
I did not, because the staff has no objections to the proposed warehouse.
So do you want
to
pull that out then?
Well, the problem is.
All the waivers that go with it, so you have to. Just like we don't have a problem and the community don't have a problem with the project, it's just because of the
right.
number of waivers.
Yeah.
We need
all
to work
together
through it to get to where everybody needs to go. So I have to go ahead and
deny
the design review
yes.
as well. So it would include, the motion will include the design review as well.
Okay.
So
do you want me to?
We're good. Everything in agenda item number 5 is being denied per staff recommendation.
Yes.
Including the design review.
Right.
Because they're denying everything else.
Wait, correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
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 And just to be clear, need some clarification for A, B, C, and D. Those are the throat, the...
Yes.
Right.
I can give you my copy of all that.
Yes.
No. I do have that.
And I just want to be clear, we do really support the project. Yes. It's just that, you know, we need to work through those waivers.
Oh, yeah.
100%. If we can work through those waivers at the next level, yeah. I mean, like folks are saying, I mean, the project needs to be done. It's just that we have to work through those items.
Yeah.
The design review is based on a lot of those waivers that you were requesting.
And
And then what I would also suggest is as well as working with the planning, also speak with your commissioner, the commissioner of that particular area.
That's
which would be
Tick.
Commissioner Tick
Sagerblum. Meet with Commissioner Sagerblum.
Meet with Commissioner Sagerblum and his staff regarding this project.
I'm going to search for that.
his representative.
Well, no, that's not Commissioner Sagerblum, but that's
Kirkpatrick. Oh, it's Kirkpatrick.
He can get you in touch with, because Beatrice is gone, so Mr. Will right there can get you in touch with Commissioner Sagerblum's office, so then you can kind of...
Understood. Well, basically in regards to 4A, B, C, and D, which pertains to all the drug debt, you know, and the approach and everything, it's basically just a short...
Yeah, we get that part. So that all those things just got to be worked out. Between planning and the commissioner's office, you can kind of work something out prior to you actually going to those next steps, hopefully.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You have a good one, okay?
Good luck, okay? Thank you, sir.
All right, so we're on agenda item number 7, general business. Looks like there's no general business.
Will?
Anything for general business?
No general business.
None? Right. Okay. Agenda item number 8 is comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. Will be held. No vote may be taken on matters not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record.
Yeah, my name is Al Rojas. Last name spelled R-O-J-A-S. We're part of Safe Communities Network, Neighborhood Watch. I just want to give the board an update of what we've been doing. We've been very successful. We want to thank the commissioners. They've been very helpful. They've been coming to our first Tuesdays and answering our questions. I definitely want to continue to encourage that. Everything's moving along fine, you know, like you heard our comments. We, on private property, you know, we can clean anything out pretty much once we, especially when we have the cooperation of the owner. Some of the public stuff, you know, like we just talked about that on Park Street over there, it's really bad. It's really bad, and, you know, there's ways to address it. We can fix it, but right now, public works, from what I understand, is about 3 weeks to 4 weeks lead time to go clean something up. We've done a lot of cleanup over at Sunrise Post Office in that area, and the major improvement that our Neighborhood Watch has done since I last saw you, we're working with a lot of security companies now. And so when we have a private property and the owner's willing to work with it, they'll go in there and they start working with the owner, taking pictures, trespassing. So we're going private property by private property and securing it. So for example, behind the Sunrise post office, there was a large private property, and a lot of these absentee owners are like in another state. This guy was over in Corona Del Mar. We talked to him. I used to live in Newport, and we all know Newport's really gone down. You guys heard about the takeover. It was just a disaster. It's another issue that we're dealing with public safety here. So first of all, we also want to thank the commissioners. At least I think I can speak with Sunrise Manor. We had a very good 4th of July, very safe, very family-oriented. We didn't have a lot of, we were down over there on Radwick and Owens, very safe. Anyway, so the point is that, so we got that property secured. We threw everybody out. There's a private security also on the across the street. We've cleared out that street. That's a public area, but they're also clearing it out. But again, you know, it's 3 weeks out. We pushed everybody out over across the street. They're behind Lowe's now, but that's 3 weeks out for them to clean that area. And the only area, the thing that we're having over there with the with the post office is that they've got that backflow valve, which is, if you guys know what that is, the homeless have taken the cage out and they're using that as a shower and a water source. It's like a oasis for them. And so we're trying to get a cage on that. Code enforcement, that's not part of code enforcement. From what I understand, it's the city. That the city of North Las Vegas is the one who's responsible for that. Okay. So once we put that cage on there and we get a little more engagement, we'll at least have that whole area secure. So with all of that said, now that we're working with security companies that are going in there and we're networking with them, we're working with junkyard companies and we're cleaning it up. You know, but it's only the public spots that are kind of, and you know, keep an eye on that park area. You guys know that they've done a lot of development in that area. They're going to put an assisted housing over there and all that. You guys just talked about that. I've been monitoring it over on my end of it. But, and we just want to, we're moving forward, and I think Sunrise Manor has a bright future.
We're getting there.
Long story. That's what I wanted to say.
All right. Thanks, Al.
Sun is rising.
Huh?
Sun is rising.
It's all right. So would you like to do public comment? Come on up.
Yes, Phyllis Weaver, Weaver Construction. Actually, Mr. Rojas touched upon one of the items I was going to discuss, in that, yeah, they kick those guys out, and then they come into my neighborhood.
Right. Okay. Where's your neighborhood, can I ask?
Well, along Betty Lane.
Right.
There's about five campers, and little, and then there's some tents, and unfortunately, Allied Charcoal, the wood place, they put trees in the back because the county required it, and now all the homeless people camp under there, and they mess with the fire hydrant. I call McKenna over at North Las Vegas, the utilities, and she'll have somebody jump on it if I see something's amiss. But yeah, it's like we're playing a big old circle with these guys, and I know the county is kind of strapped, and it's not like you can make some of these people actually go get treatment or go to housing because they are in their own little world or not even on the planet. I do know that Public Works will jump on it if I contact them.
Okay.
I've just noticed that we kick them out, they go over to the other side of Nellis and they get kicked out and they come over to my side of Nellis.
Right.
So,
you're on Betty, can I answer a question?
Yeah, real quick.
Are you on Betty Lane between what two streets?
Basically, it's between Cary and Cheyenne, and there's Alto in between.
Yeah, but all that's junkyard, isn't that? That's
A lot of it's junkyards.
But there's are you in the Betty Lane? That would be where the MLK Park is, at that?
No,
that's on the south side.
Yeah, that's
but you guys can have that conversation. Yeah, you guys can catch up afterwards.
Yeah, but I think we're going to see more of this as we get more and more infill development on the east side. It's just going to push some of the problems around.
And that was another item I was going to bring up. I know you guys keep on saying somebody has to be first to develop. The next time it rains really hard in this area, go to the intersection of Lamont and Alto and bring a boat. Because that area west of Lamont was developed per county code, all that stuff. Then county state comes in, does Nellis, picks up Lamont, picks up Alto, and all the water runs in front of CT construction now.
Can you do us a favor, or next time it does happen around, can you take some pictures and stuff of that?
Sure.
So then you can give it to Commissioner and we can, you know.
I mean, so the issue is when, like this guy here, when you survey, and to improve, do off-site improvements, you can't just survey in front of your property. You basically have to do the whole area just so you can figure out where the water goes. And then 10 years down the road, you know, they may come back and say, no, we want the water to go this way. And so they'll have these improvements, having the water go this way, these improvements while the water come this way, and then you need a boat.
Right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, if you could do pictures, that would help.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
We appreciate you coming.
Hey, luckily we may get something next week.
We'll see.
Oh, God.
If it ever rains again.
Thank you. And y'all can have the conversation after that.
Thank you. Did you want to do public comment? No? Okay. So seeing no more public comment, agenda item number 9 is our next meeting date is July 30th, 2026, and we're adjourned.